The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So there's an important question in the gospel today. What do I still lack? This is the question many men and women ask when they sense that something is missing in their lives. It's as if there's a giant black hole right in the middle of their soul that nothing in this world can satisfy. That hole that they rightly sense is a consequence of the fall of our first parents, Adam and Eve. It was once a close union. We used to have this close union with God the Father when humanity was able to walk side by side with him in the Garden of Eden. But since the fall, we've lost that companionship, that closeness with God. And so if we're wandering aimlessly around the world today, we still have that hole within us. We still feel that separation, and even if we don't know what it is. And so many of the people, many of the issues that we have in our lives stem from that missing, that big hole that's there, that nothing in this world can satisfy. Many times perhaps you've experienced it, perhaps you've seen other people experience this. They try and fill that hole with everything and anything, with drugs, with alcohol, with one-night stands, with anything and everything in the world, but nothing satisfies it, not a single thing, because that hole can only be filled by God. C.S. Lewis, actually, I know he's not Catholic, but he's, on some level, he is more Catholic than a lot of people that I know. And he's just an amazing, brilliant mind, brilliant Christian. But he says, if I find in myself a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, then the most obvious conclusion is that I was made for another world. And he's right. That hole that we fill, that lack that we have, is because we don't have God. That's something that we have to consider. Perhaps some of us here still feel that missing, like we have to fill something inside of us, like there's just something missing. Or perhaps we have friends and family that we know experience that. And the only solution is Christ, Jesus Christ and the Blessed Sacrament. That's the only way we're going to start to even have a sense of that wholeness, to have a sense of that fulfillment that we're looking for. Christ knows that what the rich young man must give up in order to fill that hole and become whole. The divine physician knows the diagnosis and the medicine, but the young man, refusing to take what seems like a cruel and harsh remedy, walks away sad, for he had many possessions. My brothers and sisters, we can't make the same mistake as the young man in the gospel today. Christ is asking us to empty our hearts of anything that would separate us from him. anything and everything with which we try to fill that black hole that's inside of us, when we try to fill it with anything that isn't Christ himself. So turn to him. Turn to the God made flesh, the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ our Lord, who died upon the cross, because only he can and will satisfy in this life and eternally in the next.